Hello and welcome to the Eclectic Hour with your host Craig Boyer. KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in that relates to the person being interviewed. Today I'll be interviewing Sarah Hoxie and playing some of the fine music she's written and recorded. Today's show is all about the life and the music of our local talent, Sarah Hoxie. It's her music and her story we'll be sharing with you today. Welcome, Sarah.
Oh, thanks, Craig. Hi.
Great to have you, and you're in our Reading studio, and of course, you've been in our studio up in Round Mountain maybe twice?
Oh, several times.
Several times.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my first ask of you is, what has been your career path, just briefly?
Career path in terms of music?
No.
Just in terms of life?
Yes.
Okay, well, I am a diehard, lifelong environmental educator. I mean, that's really what I am. And so, you know, I started out teaching in environmental education programs and being a director of environmental education programs and training.
Where is that?
They're everywhere. You know,
But where have you been doing this?
Well, I did it down on the San Mateo coast back in the 80s. And, well, I started in the 70s, actually, which really, really dates me. And then I worked in the 80s and the 90s and at Exploring New Horizons, at Marin Outdoor Education, at Pacific Environmental Education Center, for a lot of freelancing, a lot of sub work, just different outdoor schools. And that was a long time ago. And then I started having kids, and I moved up here to Reading, and I've been teaching at Chrysalis for 20 years. And Chrysalis is a charter school that really specializes in science and environmental education. So I sort of found my career path continuing through a standard public charter school, which has been great. So that's where I'm. And I also worked at West Camp for the last 2 years, the year just before the fire and then right after the fire, just going up in the evening as the lead teacher occasionally when they needed support. And great fun, loved it. And then super sad when it all went south, so as everyone is.
My second question to you is, when did you first take up the guitar? How did that happen? And when did you begin to write your own songs?
Boy, well, I picked up the guitar when I was 14. I was raised on a ranch in the Bay Area. And the cable came all the way to the end of the road, but it didn't cross over the fence. So we were in the caretaker's house of this big old ranch. And so my sister and brother and I, we just would play the guitar. And my sister Ellen is still younger than me, and she taught me a lot of stuff when she was 12 and I was 14. And you know, we just just always had guitars, always did that, always sang John Prine from a very early age. And we just all four of us, there's four of us in the family, and all four of us play the guitar, and all four of us continue with that. So that was when I was 14. I started writing songs. I think my first song I wrote when I was really like in middle school, but then, you know, everybody does that. But I was really more of a published poet through most of my life. And then at my 50th birthday, I said, I'm dedicating the next decade to music. And I had written a pretty big body of work in my late 40s. And so that's what we recorded at the Art Loft with Peter. And that was Waterfall Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Now, the other question, the third one I want to ask you is there a song or an album that in some way was life-changing for you?
You know, this is going to sound really bizarre. I would say Beethoven's Ninth.
Hmm.
Is the greatest folk song ever written.
Hmm.
And, you know, that was a life-changing experience. I sing, and this year I didn't get a chance to do it, but with the chorale, the mm-hmm. Shasta chorale. And several years ago we did Beethoven's Ninth with the North Star Symphony, and it was a life-changing experience. And, you know, with all due respect to all great songwriters that we all know, Dylan and Prine, and, you know, I was just telling you about how much I like James McMurtry's work, and all the great songwriters, Dar Williams, and the people that we live with now. Oh my gosh, we all can just grovel to the master, because that's an amazing piece of work. And for so many reasons, it's an incredibly dynamic piece of music. And it blew my mind.
Well, you surprised me. And of course, it's as we're speaking, it's the year of the 250th birthday of Ludwig von Beethoven.
That's a lot of candles.
That's a lot of candles is right. Okay, well, we're going to try to fit in as many songs from your new CD as we possibly can. It's called For the Time You're Here. And how can they get your CD if they like what they hear?
You can order it on CD Baby. You can get it, CD Baby, I think it's on Amazon. You can pick it up at Enjoy the Store. You can pick it up at Kelly's. They have it
Kelly's
down
Pub.
There. Kelly's Pub. You can pick it up at the Straw House down on the Canyon. Mm. There are several places. You can shoot me an email at roadrunnerfarm@sbcglobal.net, and I will get it to you.
Okay, say that again.
Roadrunnerfarm@sbcglobal.net.
All right.
I do have a website. It's in tatters right now, but it's sarahhoxie.com. And you can get it on SoundCloud. You can ask any, you know, you can ask Siri to play it. It'll come streaming through the ether.
All right. Well, we'll get started. And the very first song on that new CD is called Sweet Klamath River. And here we go.
Sweet Klamath River, down through the canyon it goes. Your water come down from the mountains and from under the old lava flows. And sweet Klamath River, down the canyon it goes. Your waters come down from the mountains lava flows, and sweet Klamath River. And sing to me, sweet Klamath River, and aside granite and lime. Your canyons have echoed your music since the beginning of time. And sweet Klamath River, and aside granite and lime, your canyons have echoed your music since the beginning of time. And sweet Klamath River, the people who lived here, the salmon that nourished their ways, and you gave them all that they needed, and you sang to them all of their days. And sweet Klamath River, down the deep canyon down, and sing to the otter, and sing to the bear, and sing to the folks in the town. And sing to the miners who cut you, they ravage your canyons and bars. Then they went away and they left you, and you still carry the scars. Oh, sweet Klamath River, oh, sing to the miners now gone, and more took from your veins. Oh, sweet Klamath River, sing on. Oh, sweet Klamath River.
Oh, sweet Klamath River.
Down the deep canyon, down. And sing to the otter, and sing to the bear, and sing to the folks in the town. Klamath River, and sing to the ages of men. For they built the dams, but they won't last forever, and you will flow free once again. Oh, sweet Klamath River, and sing to the ages of men. For they built the dams, but they won't last forever, and you will flow free once again. Oh, sweet Klamath River. Down the deep canyon, down. And sing to the otter, and sing to the bear, and sing to the folks in the town. And sweet Klamath River. Site granite and lime, your canyons have echoed your music, oh, since the beginning of time. And sweet Klamath River, and sweet Klamath River.
Sweet Klamath River by Sarah Hoxie. Now we're going to go on to our next selection in Stompin' Ground.
Up here on this mountainside, sacred is the ground. You got no business here, you better turn around. You come here for the solitude, you never can be found. Oh, 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 you are in my stomping ground. Up here on this mountainside, sacred is the air. Sacred is the rattlesnake, and sacred is the bear. Sacred are the summer nights when stars move around. Oh, 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 in my stomping ground, stomping ground. In. But if you come here mindless and you are running scared, stomping ground will beat you down if you are unprepared. Stomping ground, hey ho, stomping ground, stomping ground. Trespass, best be on your guard. For every ridge top you can see is part of my backyard. Don't think you can come in here and never make a sound. And I won't know you are in my stomping ground, stomping ground.
Real Native American influence there, Sarah.
I guess so. That one, I wrote that one on the North Fork of the Trinity. And that's a place, man. That's just a really intense, rich place. And I mean rich in terms of, I don't know what. It's not money, though.
No. No, I'm sure of that.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll go on to Canyon Anthem.
Okay, that's another one that covers the Trinity and the Feather and all the canyons that we have here in Northern California and then in the north.
Canyon Anthem.
Boy, you come from the canyon, you live up there. There's silt in the water and spring in the air, and it always confounds you, the way it surrounds you, the way that you can't keep away. And it's part of your life, so they say. And those from the canyon, they sit on the edge. They straddle the boundary, they sit on the ledge, and they never look back, they will never miss what's left behind. You come from the canyon, you go back there, there's fish in the water, birds in the air, and it always confounds you. The way it surrounds you, the way that you can't keep away. And it's part of your life every day. And those from the canyon, they live on a string. They know that the river flows best as they sing. And they never look down. There's no reason they know why they came. And you come from the canyon, you go back there. There's dreams in the water and light in the air. And it always confounds you, the way it surrounds you, the way that you can't keep away. And it's part of your life, so they say. And those from the canyon, they know about life. They know how an edge is sustained on a knife. And they look for the gold in the cracks, and they sleep in the sand. And you come from the canyon, you live up there. There's tears in the water and smoke in the air. and it always confounds you, the way it surrounds you, the way that you can't keep away. And it's part of your life every day. And those from the canyon know how to survive. It's give and it's take, and the canyon's alive. And they never think twice, never give up that sweet secret code. And you come from the canyon, you live up there. There's songs in the water and drums in the air. And it always confounds you, the way it surrounds you, the way that you can't keep away. It's part of your life every day. And those from the canyon live down in the earth. They taste the rock layers, they know what it's worth. And they always remember the canyon is where they belong. They got their hearts in the canyon. The canyon is safe in a song. And you come from the canyon, you go back there. There's fish in the water and birds in the air. And it always confounds you, the way it surrounds you, the way that you can't keep away. It's part of your life at the end of the day. It is part of your life, so they say.
Ladies and gentlemen, songs of Sarah Hoxie, and she's in studio. We're sharing her music with our KKRN family. You're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We have a studio in Reading as well as our studios in Round Mountain, and we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencil and Paper Ready, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. Now, there's another way you can help the KKRN cause, and that's by donating your car, your truck, your RV, or your motorcycle to KKRN by going to careasy.org. careasy.org, or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And we thank you so much. We're going to resume our music with a selection from Sarah Hoxie's new CD. The CD is called For the Time We're Here, and the song is my wife's favorite song, called Footprints.
The old men, they would tell you. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. Early in the morning, before the sun silvers up the leaves of the pine, they sit in a circle way out in the meadow and leave only watermelon rind. Sit in a circle way out. By the water, ask the water. Ask the old men, they would tell you. Well, there's a girl who hikes in the mountains. She came face to face one day with a giant man. They stared at each other and then they both ran away. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they will tell you. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they will tell you. Loggers will tell you of the drumming. Miners will tell you of the screams. Natives will tell you about their forest brothers who come to them in dreams. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. Rainy night in November, up on Highway 96. Silhouetted in the headlight beams, and it ran off into the sticks. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. In the Wichita Canyon, in the middle of the night, young Benjamin saw him on a sandbar there in the pale moonlight. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. Who left the footprints down by the water? Ask the old men, they would tell you. Up the leaves of the pines. They sit in a circle way out in the meadow and leave only watermelon rinds. They sit in a circle way out in the meadow and leave only watermelon rinds. They sit in a circle way out in the meadow and leave only watermelon.
And that's about a creature that practices real social distancing, doesn't he?
No kidding.
Bigfoot. Oh,
Bigfoot deserved a song. Bigfoot really did.
And you you often wear a little Bigfoot necklace.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I do. It I don't know where that is, but yeah, I was wearing that for
quite some
years.
Time.
He's my mascot.
Ah.
Yeah. We love Bigfoot. Yeah. And I tell everybody, you know, since I recorded that, I've added a few verses. If you have a Bigfoot story and you bring it to me, I'll add a verse to that song.
Wow.
Because all of the vignettes in that song are stories that people have told me.
Oh.
So it's not just stuff that I made up. It's stuff that people have. I've heard some really interesting stories over the years. I can't tell you if Bigfoot is a thing or not. I sure would love it if Bigfoot were a thing, but you know, but everyone who's ever given me a story is very very clear on what their experience was.
You in the song you mentioned young Ben, is that your son?
That's my son.
Okay.
Yeah, and he swears. Mm-hmm. You know, and the man is, he's a river man now. Mm-hmm. My waterfall boy spends all of his time on the rivers and the canyons, and yeah.
Well, that's good to know. I just thought you just made it up out of whole cloth.
I did not. No, those are all things people have told me. I try to put as much of our local neighbors and our local, you know, our place, our world here into my music.
Hmm. Okay, I think we're going to have time to fit in more than I had first thought. I want to do Hell's Bells, Loretta, because it's just such a fun song.
It is fun. And this one, everybody can sing this song. Mm-hmm. If you want to pick up a guitar and learn this song, you know, you can just borrow it off of SoundCloud or Spotify and listen to it and play.
You and I have sung that together before a time or two.
We have. And mm-hmm. My husband was at a party on the coast a couple of years ago, and all these people are singing Hell's Bells already. He's like, hey, my wife wrote that song.
How cool is that?
I know. It's like, yay, it got legs.
All right. Hell's Bells, Loretta.
This is nonsense. It's pure nonsense for adults.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I love writing
it's fun.
Nonsense songs for adults.
All right, here we go.
Let's go down to the laundromat and I take my new blue jeans. We'll wash them till they turn to dust and smell like gasoline, and smell like gasoline. Let's go down to the railroad track and wait for the number 9. And when it comes around the bend, we'll hear that whistle whine. We'll hear that whistle whine because Hell's Bells, Loretta, why don't you come too? Always do feel better when I am out with you, when I am out with you. I wanna take you dancing, just like my mama said. Swing you around in the moonlight and wake up in your bed, and wake up in your bed. I got a dog named Nicky, and I got a cat named Jake. I got a raven and I got a pig. I got a rattlesnake. Oh, I got a rattlesnake. And well, Hell's Bells, Loretta, why don't you come too? I always do feel better when I am out with you, when I am out with you. My lover, will you be my friend? Do you have $20 you would like to lend, that you would like to lend? 'Cause in winter time it's cold outside, in the summer time it's hot. Maybe it's my brilliant mind, maybe it is not, and maybe it is not, because Hell's Bells, Loretta, why don't you come to? Oh, let's go down to the grocery store and buy us a great big steak. We'll wash it all down with a bottle of beer and a piece of chocolate cake. And a piece of chocolate cake. As if I was the king of France and I had all the gold, I'd hide it up in the furnace room, spend it when I'm old, and spend it when I'm old. Because Hell's Bells, Loretta, why don't you come to? Always do you feel better when I am out with you, when I am out with you. There's thunder in the atmosphere, there's earthquakes in the ground. I always get vertigo whenever you're around, whenever you're around. Where have you been my whole life? Where did you go today? What's in store for tomorrow? There's nothing else to say, there's nothing else to say except Hell's Bells, Loretta, why don't you come to? Always do feel better when I am out with you, when I am out with you. I'm out with you.
That song always makes me feel good.
It's a jig.
Yes, yes it is. And it just, I just got to hear it.
Thank you. No, I it's a fun song. It's a fun song to sing, and there's all kinds of weird images that, you know, well, the weirdest thing about that song is when I actually wrote it, I had a dog named Kiwi in good health, and it, you know, and then she died, and I, recorded the song, and then she passed away, and then I got a new dog, and she was an adoptee, and I got her. She had a name, and her name was Nikki.
Hmm.
And she is the best dog in the world. By the way, there has never been a better dog than Nikki. And what's so wild about that is I'm signing the adoption papers, and my daughter says, Mom, how did you do that? And I said, how did I do what? She says, you have a dog named Nikki. Oh, my God, how did I do that?
You mean the dog was already named Nikki?
The dog came with the name Nikki.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Isn't that weird?
And you'd already had that in the song.
I had it in the song.
Before you adopted Nikki.
And I wrote the song, and I had a dog named Kiwi who was in good health. She was fine. And I wrote the song, and then Kiwi died, and I got Nikki.
Hell's bells,
Hell's
Loretta.
Hell's bells, Loretta. I know.
You just never know, do you?
There's so many weird things that happen, and that was a good one.
True. Oh, my gosh. Okay, and we're going to go on to the lucky one, and that song has something to say, and I really like the message songs. You were saying something about an opera singer that enjoyed the song?
No, just a friend of mine, Pedro, who's, you know, he liked that song a lot. He said, I like that song. So I sang it at Special Music at Pilgrim one day, and I got a lot of good response for it. I've sung it at some memorial services.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of, I don't know, it's just got a, it's a very philosophical piece. It comes from, it just comes from the awe of the universe and life and consciousness, which is a huge topic to write on. So that's how this one kind of was born. It was also a very fast write. It just poured out there.
Poured out of you.
I have a few songs like that, that they're just kind of instantaneous. They go down on the paper and they're written.
You felt lucky that day.
I must have. And it's a good one for these times too.
Yes.
We're in these times, and you know, we have this opportunity, I think, to reflect, and we are in a better position than a lot of people. I mean, in the east, on the East Coast, you know, it's a very severe situation there. People are dying, and
truckloads.
Yeah, you know, here, you know, a lot of people are questioning, like, why are we doing this? Well, we're doing it because the transmission rate is so high and because there are so many possibilities of this coming back, and the things that it'll do to the human body, you know, when it does get you, is really serious. So we have a good opportunity right now, because we're not being ravaged, to sit and think and reflect and love and live and be insulated and insular and stay home and plug into our immediate.
And for now, we feel lucky.
World.
We feel lucky.
And we have to feel lucky. It's a good thing to feel, if you can.
All right, here we go.
There are 100 billion stars out there, but we have found ourselves together in this galaxy. And as we walk this world together in this time, we find our being here and now hard to define. There are 100 billion stars out there tonight. You are the lucky one who landed here just right. And all the white noise and backscatter that you hear is just the universe unfolding in your ear. We are the lucky ones. We walk in light. We walk alone if we ever lose sight. And when we stop and remember how to feel, we will begin to know the depth of what is real. There are a trillion atoms in each flake of skin that clothe the being and the soul that lies within. And if we treat this temple with such care and grace, it will provide us with a hand and heart and faith. So listen for the helpless cries of those in need. Find the compassion and the will to staunch the bleed. Direct the sustenance to flow across the earth. For every being that has life has also worth. We and heart as you begin each day. And all you have beyond compassion is your soul. And you are lucky if this marriage makes you whole. We humans walk and fight and take what we can take. In this brief light of consciousness, the life we make, and all the pettiness will drown us if we fail to give our gratitude for each breath we inhale. So sing your praises to the sacred one who holds a street light that is brighter than the sun, and step with mindfulness, deliverance and sight, until the stars reclaim you back into their light. We are the lucky ones, so give away and live the others that you meet along the way. And as the days and nights roll over our brief time, we know the gift that we are given is divine. We know the gift that we are given is divine.
I've got to say, Sarah, I've listened to all of your songs. That's my favorite song of all the songs you've written.
Wow. Wow.
It moves me.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounded okay. I was a little bit nervous about it.
Very okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go on to the song, Tell You the Story Again.
Oh, yeah. This is a lullaby.
Ah.
And I wish I had written it for my children when they were younger. When I was working at Wes, I would go into the cabins and sing this one to rowdy kids. And I'm pretty good at making children fall asleep in about one song. This one worked pretty well. So.
Okay. It's good to know the background of this song.
Yeah.
All right. Tell you the story again. Here we go.
There's a place by the river where I like to go. Tell you the story again. The pools are so deep and the river is slow. Tell you the story again. The mountains are tall and the valleys are deep. Winter is upon us, the world is asleep. There are no more secrets I'm willing to keep. But tell you the story again. Been there a while, tell you the story again. Shine straight on down, you can see for a mile, tell you the story again. It might be a miracle, it might be a sign, might be a signal or an angel divine, might be the hourglass running through time, tell you the story again.
Well, that was a very nice lullaby there,
thank
Sarah.
Yes, everything's better with cello.
I was going to ask you about that. Who was on cello?
That was Holly Carpenter from the symphony.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah, I just reached out. I said, do anybody know a cello player? And she came. And then I saw her face on the cover of, I think it was like, I want to say like North State, like one of the... you know, the local magazines for things that are events that are happening. Mm-hmm. Like, there she is. She's on my CD.
Very nice. Yeah. It worked out really well.
That was fun.
Yeah. And I think we have, well, I know we do. We have time for the time we are here.
Okay.
So we'll do that. And
it's the title cut.
Yeah.
I put the title cut at the very end. I don't know why.
It's all right.
Yeah, that song I wrote, half of it on Donner Summit and the other half down on the Trinity at Trinity Canyon Lodge before the fire, which pretty much took it out, the fire that went through Junction City.
Mm.
But it's still got a beautiful spot by the river.
All right, we're going to listen to that right now.
Thank you. when you sit up on the mountain crest where the granite peaks divide the west. They came here many million years ago from places nobody will ever go. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah. There's a Phoebe in a distant tree, and an eagle flying wild and free, and there's a salmon coming back to spawn, and the morning star lights up the dawn. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah. There's a baby in a distant land, and the future's in her tiny hand. She is her mother's child, but she is ours. She's made of water and she's made of stars. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah. Think of mountains and you know of time. You see the stars and you know what's divine. Look at your hands, cause you got work to do. Maintain the vision, see the journey through. Sing hallelujah for the planet Earth. Sing hallelujah for the universe. Sing hallelujah for another year. Sing hallelujah for the time we're here. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was never intended that song to be a Christian song, even though the word Alleluia is in there, because I think the Alleluia is just pretty ubiquitous, you know. Mm-hmm, it's like, mm-hmm. You know, and it's just a song of just rejoice, or it's a word of rejoice.
Mm-hmm,
and
that's
it
right.
Could be applied to any spiritual perspective, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Works very well. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here that
sure.
I haven't asked you yet. And can you remember the first song or performer that really grabbed you?
the first song that a performer really grabbed me. You know, one of the songs that made a huge impression on me when I was younger and then came back and hit me again, you know, a couple years ago, is a Jim Croce song, I Got a Name.
Hmm.
That song really is an important piece. And I heard I heard the, what are they called? The children's choir that comes through. Matsiko, the Matsiko kids sing that. And it totally floored me. Mm. It was just such an important piece. And especially for those kids to sing. But as a lyricist, and because I am a lyricist, that's my thing. You know, I just, that the lyrics in that piece just nail it.
Mm-hmm.
Nail it.
Very good.
So.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I hadn't thought of it. But,
I know. Jim Croce's been gone for a long time, but his stuff.
Well, especially
stuff lives
especially
on.
That especially that one.
That one, yeah. Time in a Bottle. I mean, there was a bunch of them. He was brilliant, and we lost him way too soon. But that piece is important, and I teach it to the kids at Chrysalis.
Mm.
We've sung it for graduation.
Now, have you met some of your musical heroes? If so, who were they?
John McCutcheon.
Oh, I agree. you warmed the cockles of my heart.
I'll
tell you, that's my favorite singer-songwriter of all time.
He's great, and I went to his workshop. Last year I went to his camp for
you were
5
blessed.
Days.
You were blessed.
I said I'm going to mortgage this, whatever I have to do. And it was really worth it. It was a year ago. I was there, I think it was a year ago this week.
Oh.
And where were we? We were in Tennessee, right outside of Knoxville, at the Highlander Center. Beautiful place, incredible people. Learned a lot. Applied a lot of what I learned to stuff I've written since. So.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of having a meal with him twice now, and then taking him to and from his hotel room when he was here. So I got a chance to chat with him. And what I noticed is he didn't talk about himself at all. He asked questions of me. And I thought, okay, that tells me a lot, right there.
Right. No, he's a real deal. He's
real special.
He's the genuine article for sure. And that was a great experience. And I'm thinking they're probably not doing it this year.
No, I'm pretty sure they're not. So. But I've been watching his selections that he's been doing on Sundays.
Oh, he's, I didn't even.
Yeah, every Sunday at our time noon, you can listen to him perform.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check into that.
It's great.
Anyway, anybody else? My sister, she's my hero, Ellen Lano, Ellen Crandall once, and now Ellen Lano, and she's
in Nashville, isn't
she? She's in Nashville. She's my partner in crime. And Steve Van Zandt, who's another good friend, and he writes all the stuff for the Banana Slug String Band and a brilliant writer. So most of my writers are close to my heart and not necessarily big names, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, John McCutcheon in my book is the biggest.
He is a big name.
I hope you've enjoyed the Eclectic Hour. We want to thank you for lending us your ears, for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And we want to send out a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows in the lineup. That's quite an achievement. And I want to thank Sarah Hoxie for being here in studio today.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
What a pleasure. And so I want you to tune in next week for another edition of the Eclectic Hour.